This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
98.9 FM for the absolute best country, Murray Country, 5:40, and we're heading towards the end of the week like real quick. And joining us for this last portion of the show today is Harry Hookey. Good afternoon, mate, to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, g'day, Clay and Kayla. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm good, man.
It's Friday so night. Good to have you on air because it's been a while. We've been trying to suss out when to do this yarn, and and everything has been thrown at us under the sun. But just tell us about where you are on this wonderful Friday evening.
Well, I'm down in Gippsland.
Hey.
Which is like my home region, and just done a sound check, getting ready for a show. We're doing a show of country music classics tonight with a whole lot of different artists. Like, it's a bit of an ensemble kind of gig at this little town hall in a town called Bungalagua. And yeah, just like the Friday night feeling. You can't get better than a Friday night for some music, I reckon.
And just on dusk too, it must be it's that feeling. The weekend has just begun.
Yeah, I got to say, like, we're known for being a bit, like, Tassie-ish with the weather down here, but it's, like, become it's a bit of a humid day. I feel like it's very appropriate. I'm talking in Brisbane. It almost smells like brizzy weather.
Really? Oh, yeah. Too good. Oh, man. Well, it's been ages since we've spoken to each other, and I think the last time I did speak to you, I think I was half the height I am now, which gives you a sort of a good idea on, like, just...
Oh, yeah. It's been that long.
It's been a long, long while. But, so good to finally have you on air and really having a chat. What's been going on in terms of... I've heard lately that you're going under Harry Hook.
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
It was twofold, you know. Like, sometimes you got to wait for the universe to give you some signs, and it was... I had a record label deal with my name, Harry Hookey, which my first album came out under, which is what I've been, you know, that's like my real name. What happened was just, you know, like classic music industry stuff. There was a second album that was like shelved, never got released, and I can't release music as Harry Hookey anymore. And then I also got married. We had a COVID wedding last year.
Congratulations.
thank you very much. Yeah, it's the love of my life. And her last name, Mim, Mim is her first name. Her last name is Cook. So it was like my last name was Hookey. Her last name was Cook. We were like, rather than one of us take the other person's name or anything, let's like combine the two. So we went Hookey plus Cook equals Hook.
Oh, my God.
And now I can release music again, you know?
This is so cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? There was this story that Beyonce made Jay-Z take her name instead, which, you know, makes perfect sense. But yeah. I think I like your idea way better.
I suppose like Beyonce Zoles doesn't really ring so much, right?
Oh, I love it. That is too good, Harry. Yeah. Well, I guess that's sort of what you got to do. But I love the way I was expecting something else when I heard that you were changing your name, and it was due to record label stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that the negative side of what, you know, can happen. And this is completely different to what I expected. Yeah. And I'm all for it, Harry Hook. This is the coolest thing in the world. Love it. Absolutely love it. And I mean, what's been going on? Because I mean, I love your song, Audrey's song, and that came out, I think, like
it's a while ago now.
2013 or something. But I had that. That was like one of the first albums I chucked in my car when I first got my license. And like,
I did. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries at all. But like, it's how's it been going recently? Have you sort of changed up any of your style, or are you just focused on, you know, being that true dude, the one that I remember?
I'm still trying to stay as true as possible. Just do, you know what, it was good getting out of the whole record label world has been really good, because now I've been like kind of teaching myself to produce a bit. I still got a ways to go, but I'm loving like experimenting.
For sure.
The last album I put out was like when I felt like my experiments were good enough to put in the world. And I'm just trying to like make music that I want to listen to, basically. That's the only litmus test I have for tunes I put out, just like stuff that I like personally.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might not be everyone's cup of tea, but I feel like it's true to who I am. It's true to what I love. Like, and you know, like you're talking about that first album, like I I felt that about like misdiagnosed when I put that out.
Mm.
But there were so many different influences involved with that, which was like I needed at the time. I was a lot younger and stuff.
Mm.
This time I just wanted to be like just all Harry, no outside influence. I'd kind of been writing the songs for a few years and playing them live a little bit. And then when COVID happened, everything went into lockdown. I just set myself up a little studio in Flooding Creek, the town I'm from, and just started to experiment with sounds. And it's kind of like my mad scientist laboratory experiment, the whole album.
That's how it should be, though. Make music for yourself first.
That's
hey?
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard I've heard that sort of thing from weirdly chefs, but like Gordon Ramsay said something about serve food that you know that you would want to eat. Don't try and pizzazz it up and take inspiration from other places. Make a restaurant where it's like comfortable and you will serve food that people actually want to dine into. It's an extension upon yourself. It's what you want to eat. It's not what you think they want to eat. Would you say it's the same palatable for your ears?
Absolutely, man. And you can get into such a rabbit hole of like thinking about what other people expect of you.
Yeah.
It becomes really like toxic and unnatural, I reckon.
Mm.
It could take you so far away. Like, I felt myself doing that. I was like thinking about everyone else that was invested in my project rather than thinking about what like I actually thought. And like, I think if you're an artist, that's got to be your number one priority, even as egotistical as it is.
Mm.
It's got to be, What do you personally actually feel about this? Because you want to honour your people who listen with the truth, not like a really nice dressed up lie.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well said.
Love it. We're going to post that quote.
Oh, well, Harry, tonight's going to be a good one for you. You're in Victoria, right? No.
Yeah,
Victoria, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Victoria, Gippsland, like, eastern part, but the southeastern part of the main island, I suppose, Gunai Kurnai Nation, and it's a pretty sleepy part of the world, to be honest. Like, not heaps of music happens here, but the music it does is pretty raw, and we're trying to build a bit of a scene, you know, a bit of a blank canvas. But there's a lot of great bands like springing out of the place, COVID was good for that, you know. Everyone was sort of restricted. I'm sure you guys had the same experience. You're kind of stuck in your own area, but stuck's not the right word. It just means like you kind of you're restricted, so you kind of think locally and try and build something in your own backyard. Yeah,
we were kind of we did feel a bit stuck sometimes, but also too didn't really miss a beat in terms of our jobs really weren't affected on air. You know, we were lucky enough not to be grind to a halt the same way that I watched that happen to Dad. I watched it happen to all my friends. I watched it happen to everyone I loved listening to. And it was like a very strange time to not be affected in your job but watch everyone else go down. It's like the weirdest thing in the world, absolute strangest feeling ever. And obviously you were hit pretty hard during the COVID period as well. Did more of the focus go towards the music side and the creating side, or was there a moment where you were just like, oh shit, I've got nothing?
There are definitely many oh shit moments.
Yeah.
But it sort of happened, I think a lot of other musicians were hurt a lot more than I was. I had just met me and my wife now, and she has two little kids, so I was kind of like adjusting to like family life. So it was actually a bit of a blessing in a way not to be like touring heaps and away from home a lot. It gave me a good time to like create a nest. With these new people in my life. And I think like it's really kind of, I see like you were talking about your old band, like I said, like he's kind of got a lot of creativity out of the time. I think it was a forced kind of reflection period, I think will bear many fruits. And I think in years to come, we'll see like lots of stuff that came out of this time. Like the music industry is definitely not dead. It will come back stronger than ever. And I reckon the songs will be just like interesting meditations of this time.
Mm. Well, enjoy painting that canvas down in Victoria tonight, brother, because I reckon you'll do a fantastic job as always. And thank you so much for joining us here on the program. We're going to listen to your song, Some Shit Don't Burn, And I haven't heard this yet personally, but it was Dave the Butcher that put me onto you, and I'm so glad that we were finally able to get a yarn with you, mate.
That's he's a legend. He's a legend. Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, enjoy the tunes, and can't wait to get back to Brizzy.
Hey, and hit us up. You're always welcome.
Come and say hello.
Oh, I tell you what, like, all my romanticising about being at home is, like, you know, all very well and good, but I have, like, itchy feet to the max.
Well, come on back, man. We love you, and we'll catch you later, mate. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good night.
All right, some shit don't burn. Harry Hook.
Let's go.
At the edge of my desert island home, hell broke loose on ground. There were thousands on the golden sand evacuating town. When the fire broke the defense lines and pushed them to the beach, the radio was beaming, said help was out of reach. Some of them were singing, some of them just cried. The mothers held their babies close, the day it felt like night. But none of them abandoned the human-hearted cold. Tough, they sheltered all the week as the fires hit the road. Yeah, some shit won't burn, no matter how hot it gets. Even when you placed all bets and there's no return, some shit won't burn. Like the look in a fiery's eye beneath the red of a blood red sky when the weather turns. Some shit won't burn. Himself a statesman, but he wasn't even in the state. While unprecedented carnage sealed our living fate. His policy was embarrassing, rock solid, sit and wait. While out here on the front line, we were told it was too late. Some shit won't burn, no matter how fierce the flame. A nation got behind the ones whose lives had changed. Some shit don't burn. Between science and the stars, people in glass houses were ravaged by the shards. While we out here in gifts and we were forced to feed the smoke of a century of present, kill the punchline to the joke. But we won't go down so easy, or that I can assure you. Oh, cause it's not about our arches, it's how I take the ball. Some shit won't burn, no matter how high the stakes, no matter what it takes, we will return. Some shit won't burn. Stick around to make the future of this town one we earn. Some shit won't burn. Some shit won't burn. Some shit won't burn. Some shit won't burn. Some shit won't burn.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.